This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of the Colorado Springs Police Department met this week with the city's Commission on Accountability and Transparency. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Conversation focused largely on officer accountability and undercover operations. This follows a recent report by the Colorado Springs Independent alleging the department placed an undercover officer within activist groups, namely the Chinook Center. While he wouldn't go into specifics, Interim Police Chief Adrian Vasquez said political bias, quote, is not even in the equation when launching investigations. A use of force study into the department is set to be released in coming weeks. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Union organizers picketed outside a statewide cannabis chain yesterday after three employees said they were fired earlier this week for union organizing efforts. Ethan Haley says workers at Green Dragon's Denver Grow House began organizing more than a year ago.
A lot of the working conditions here are pretty bad. They don't care too much about like mold or the breathing quality of the air.
Green Dragon workers will vote on whether to unionize later this month. The first black woman to serve in the Colorado Senate has died. State Senator Gloria Tanner served at the Capitol for 17 years. She was a founder of Colorado Black Women for Political Action and inducted into the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame in 2002. She was 86. In Colorado Springs this morning, 38 degrees. In Denver, 33. It's going to be windy again along the Front Range and warmer toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.